Recently, 75 FFA members visited South Africa for a 12-day educational and cultural experience as part of the 2017 International Leadership Seminar for State Officers. Joining us first today to share his experience is Kentucky State FFA President Ben Pinkston. Thanks for joining us, Ben. Give us some of the highlights from that recent trip.
Well, it's just an amazing experience, and first and foremost, I think it just shows the commitment that National FFA has to educating students, and we were able to visit so many different places, so many different farms. We were able to go to a local university, Elsenburg University, where they spit out 80% of the winemakers in South Africa, which was just amazing to me, and we were able to have, like you said, cultural exposure. We were able to go to Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was in prison for so many years, and just really be able to see through the farmers that we met and through the other people that we met the progress that South Africa has made over the last 20 years, which has been absolutely just amazing to see and to experience.
Wow, Ben, that's certainly impressive. What did you learn that you're going to take away from the experience to prepare you for your future in agriculture?
I think the main thing that I saw and was able to get a better understanding of was just the passion for the agricultural industry that I saw in the farmers while we were there. One of our first days, we went to a local vegetable farm, and they produced avocados and other products on their land. And just the passion that these farmers had, and to hear about the education that they had received themselves and had even come to the States to receive more education, just the passion that they had for the industry and the ability that they had to invest themselves in their land and invest themselves in the culture that we have in agriculture, and also to talk about how excited they were to pass that down to their kids. It was just amazing to me, and it's amazing for me to come back to the States and see that same attitude in our farmers here, and that just makes me excited about the future that I have and what I want to be a part of in our agricultural industry here in the U.S.
Well, certainly that passion can be contagious. Do you have one favorite moment or a memory in particular from that trip that maybe you'd like to share?
My favorite moment, it wasn't on one of the farms, but I would have to say, is we were able to go to an area they call the Green Canyon. And we were able to go to the top and the peak and look down over this canyon. And just the beauty was just unbelievable, and it's hard to be able to even put in words. But to be able to see that beauty, it made me much more appreciative and more proud of all of the places that we have here in the States, and especially in Kentucky. It's such a beautiful state. So it made me proud to have that experience in South Africa, but also to be able to come home and just with a better appreciation of our landmarks and of just our beautiful nation that we have here in the U.S.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for your time, and we certainly wish you the best of luck in your future. Well, now we turn to New Jersey FFA State Secretary Renee Stillwell. Thanks so much for joining us, Renee. Let's talk about some of the highlights from your trip.
Pretty much everything on the trip was a highlight. There wasn't a single thing that didn't spark everyone's interest. We spent 10 full days in South Africa, in which we traveled anywhere from Johannesburg to Cape Town. And throughout those 10 days, we did business and industry visits in which we toured farms and other agricultural facilities. We learned about South Africa's rich history, and we even got to interact firsthand with the different cultures found in the country. We were learning bunches of stuff every single day, from vegetable production to raising a herd of 2,000 sheep, to the profitability of selling Borgo embryos, or even how to raise and grow avocados and bananas. And even farming ostriches, we learned so much. All of this is definitely going to benefit myself in the future and many others who are on the trip. A lot of us have the aspiration to become agricultural educators. So having this basic knowledge of different agricultural practices is definitely going to benefit all of us.
Did you have one favorite moment that stands out about the rest?
It all was amazing, in honesty. If there was one thing that stood out in my mind, it was being able to visit a community called Kayamundi, which means sweet home in a different language. We were able to interact with the joyful and happy people of that place. And being there was a great reminder that we should always be thankful for all that we have, and that it isn't the material items that really matter in life anymore. These people have less than anyone I've ever met, and they were absolutely the most joyful and good-spirited individuals.
Well, Renee, those are certainly wise words to live by, and thank you for joining us as well. Also on that trip was Area 2 State Vice President from Florida's FFA Association, Hunter Burnsed. Hunter, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me today, and can I say that I'm just so appreciative of all of RFC's support for us going to South Africa. You know, South Africa is something that I will never forget. That experience is something that will last with me for a lifetime. Just being able to see the people and the beauty of the country, that's the two things that really highlighted my trip, was the people that we met there who were just so joyful and so humble, and just so it was so breathtaking to see them. And also the beauty of the country. South Africa, all the way from Pretoria to Johannesburg to Cape Town, is just a beautiful country. And it was so awesome to be able to experience that with 70 of now my closest friends. My favorite memory is when we were in a town called Kalamundi. And being there was just absolutely awesome. We got to walk through there, and there's about 5,000 people that live in that shanty town. And just to see the smile on those people's face, even though that they lived in these 10 houses made out of wooden tin, they still had so much joy and so much pride for their little community. And it was just awesome to be able to experience that.
So glad to hear that. Hunter, thanks again for talking with us. And finally, we'd like to turn to Caitlin Hanvey, the state president from Nebraska. And Caitlin, it sounds from your fellow state officers that this trip was a true once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It was an amazing experience. Those 2 weeks flew by. We actually spent only 12 days in-country, and they were slam-packed full of things. So some of my favorites that I like to think back on, we got to visit a grape farm, so the way the table grapes are grown, and that was very, really cool. And then one of my all-time favorites was visiting a banana, avocado, and macadamia nut farm. And talking to that farmer, you could really tell how he was passionate for what he did and why he made the choices that he did. And he knew the industry inside and out. And he was also really able, he was able to connect it to American agriculture really well for us to be able to understand it better. So that was really exciting.
And you learned a few valuable lessons there?
So there were several things. One of the main ones was to embrace creativity and adventure and try something new and go out on a limb. And sometimes it's successful. But then another one was, although there was so much to learn about the agriculture in South Africa, I realized that there's also a lot to learn about the agriculture in the United States and even in our own state. So for me, Nebraska, agriculture looks different from county to county, state to state, and across the globe. And so that was really exciting for me to see.
So Caitlin, what's next for you?
So I'm finishing up an ag education major with a leadership option and a minor in animal science. So I hope to return to rural Nebraska and be heavily involved with my community, and be working in advocacy and be a spokesperson for the industry, whether that's in a co-op or traveling for speeches, somewhere in the industry, speaking on behalf of farmers and ranchers and the hard work that they put in. I'm actually attending the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and there's not a collegiate FFA program, but as a state officer, I get to travel to many different chapters across the state. FFA has record numbers, and even in Nebraska, we're expanding chapters and number of members. And one of the biggest focuses we have now is being a broad organization and bringing in those students that may not have a rural agriculture background and being able to educate them so they can be educated consumers and understand how food gets from farm to plate and some of those ag practices that we utilize.
And that's something that's very important to us here at Rural Radio as well. Caitlin, thank you very much for joining us today, and we certainly wish Caitlin and all of today's guests the best in their future.